AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena, correré mi destino.
Innocence, once lost, can never be regained. Darkness, once gazed upon, can never be lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Victor.
Yeah.
Calling it up, Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We appreciate you being with us for the next 3 hours. It is a flexed out.
Flex alert.
Petros and Money Show on this tired of the last Tuesday.
Todo es mentira, Matt.
Hey.
Desde el mundo. Todo es mentira. La verdad.
What is not a lie is Petros and Money performing live in person in Los Angeles County. Burbank, California.
2 days from now.
2 days from now, 2 to 5 p.m. We will be live. Burbank, BJ's, Restaurants, and Brew House. That is 107 South 1st Street. We got happy hour specials, $3 domestics, $4 signature handcrafted beers, $5 you call it, door prizes, and PMS fun.
Illegal! I got to tell you, Matt.
Can't wait to see you.
I think before we get to our normal business, there was one general theme that I heard from the fans last night and into this morning.
Night!
Maybe two. One was the wind. The other was the term flotsam.
And?
Jetsam.
Did they show up last night? Did either flotsam or jetsam show up at Dodger Stadium?
Here is
last
a.
Night?
I don't know. I guess they did.
I was looking for them.
The Devil Wins showed up.
You want to apologize, Vic?
Not at all.
So should we not play the Chapman?
I'd apologize if I were you, Vic.
Because I was hoping, because I blame you for this.
Square. We're calling Alex Wood, Flotsam, and Jetsam.
The blame falls squarely on your shoulders, Vic.
Not you are all. Our karma, Vic.
The Devil Wins whipped up, and the autumn wind
came blowing in.
Was odious. And it really, it definitely impacted.
I like
impact.
An odious call.
It was odious, man.
Should we not be playing this
smelled.
Song? Did I get the wrong read of the room here?
I thought Vic was going to apologize
That's
for
right.
insulting Alex Wood and calling him Flotsam and Jetsam and saying, Alex Wood, y'all, not going to keep the Dodgers down.
They know him. They're going to rip his T's.
They're going to kick his D.
That's what you said, Vic.
Well, I said Scherzer was the man.
And you said what about Alex Wood?
We would get to Wood.
And?
They didn't.
Sure didn't. One hit.
They squared it up. They had excellent swings.
No, they didn't.
It wasn't like when they were shut out, you know, up north.
Vic,
they had some good swings. It
they
was a matter
swung
of
into
inches,
the teeth
man.
Of the wind. Why are you swinging into the teeth of the wind?
Why are you peeing in the wind, Vic?
Exactly. That's what they did. They
all
pulled
the
it out. They peed in the wind.
Over your face. It sprayed all over your face.
What do you think? Bunting is done. Bunting is extinct.
Not when the Devil Wins have showed up, Vic. Right. When the Devil Wins appear, you have to adjust. There they are. Can you hear them?
Kill the Chapman. He's not going to apologize.
He's not going to apologize.
No way.
When did you turn into Hacksaw? I never said that.
Yeah.
No, I thought we would get to Wood. We didn't get to Wood.
You've turned
but
into sure, Hacksaw, Vic. Oh, I don't
sure,
know what you're talking about. I never said
sure,
that.
Sir,
I can you kick know, your punk bitch ass.
I've been waiting to abuse you all day, Vic.
Give some love to Max Scherzer. He pitched magnificently.
Of course he did. And there was no offense because Alex Wood pitched magnificent as well.
Well, 4 2/3. He was. And then one more inning, he'd be done. He was done. He maxed out.
Vic.
And he pitched well. I'm not going to say he didn't pitch well. He pitched well. He was competitive.
You called
him
Flotsam and Jetsam. He didn't give up any runs. He gave up two hits.
You were dismissive.
Listen, he pitched well. We let it go. It's
let
done.
It go?
You let it go. At
let
this point.
It go.
Yes.
We're full panic.
We're Azul
in
five.
We're freaking out, Vic. We're freaking
Azul,
out.
From the beginning, my pick was Azul in five because it's a skin-tight series.
Tighter than what?
What's it tighter than?
It's tighter than the Rolling Stones set at SoFi for
two
shows. You see
a band in the jumpsuit thing?
Not at all.
Must have now, yeah, because it's misogynistic.
I'm in the moment with the Stones.
I think it's okay to say on the radio as long as you don't email it.
I'm in the moment with the Stones. A lot of energy in the Ciudad with the Rolling Stones here. But bottom line is, tonight's a different night. I feel really good about tonight's game.
Why?
Bueller.
Bueller?
That just set off the alarm.
You know how many? You know how much run support Bueller got in his last start against the Giants?
Not much. Not much.
And by not much, we mean zero.
Yeah, Vic.
He got zero run support, and he was dominant in his last start as well. Gave up two early and then dominated for the next six.
Yeah, Vic, yeah.
Am I hearing the Panic Brothers?
Yes!
Who do you think you're
not? You think?
Am I hearing the Panic Brothers?
It ain't Siegfried and Roy.
Jeez, Vic. You know what we see when we look outside at these beautiful floor-to-ceiling windows in our Burbank studios?
What's that?
An American flag that is whipping in the wind. That wind has returned. The devil's breath is back at Dodger Stadium.
Do you hear it? We have a mic out there, ambient sound. Listen to that, Vic. You hear it?
So if you're blaming the wind, Vic, that bitch is back tonight.
Ooh.
I'm not blaming the wind.
It sounded like you were. You said whatever. We said he was flotsam and jetsam. You're like, it wasn't fly. Alex Wood wasn't good. It was the wind.
Listen, both teams got to deal with the wind.
Yeah. The Giants dealt with it better. They won 1-0.
It's like Dave Roberts says, our sensei, everything's on the table. Let's eat. And let's rake. Let's rake.
That sounds great, Vic, but do you believe it?
Yes.
You do?
And I want Belly's going to have a big game tonight.
Belly?
Yes.
If you're banking on Belly,
I am banking
boy,
on Belly.
We're in big trouble.
I don't know what's getting more abused. Vic, the Dodger bats, or Mary Hart's hair in the wind? Get her a cap. Jesus.
That's a great point.
Thank
very
you.
Distracting.
Yeah, very much so. Just like her Kimber alarm.
Even more. I never thought anything could be more distracting than her doing the Kimbrell, but this is worse.
Didn't win the World Series that year, did
it? Sure didn't.
No.
Get rid of Mary Hart. Get her out of LA.
All right. Now, look, Vic, since you're obviously not going to apologize.
Which you should.
For what?
For saying that Alex Wood was flotsam and jetsam.
For what?
That's what.
He pitched 4 2/3.
Yes, of shutout ball.
Scherzer was magnifico. We didn't get an inch or so. Mookie's line drive still baffles me.
All right, fine, Vic. What did you say the final was going to be? 4-1?
4-1 Dodgers.
They barely got four hits, let alone four runs. So
yeah.
Apologize for that.
They only had like five hard hit balls.
Apologize for that, Vic.
Inches away. Inches.
It is a game of inches.
It's a game of freaking inches. You know that.
Yes, Panic sir. Brothers unite.
Come on, Vic, be one of us. It's okay. Join the Panic
Form
Brothers.
Of terror.
Azul and five, I've said it from the start. 25 summer ride tonight.
If they got to use all 25, they got serious problems.
Live through death, show no fear, ultimate self-sacrifice. That's what it's about tonight.
You know who was living through death?
And have some fun.
Hey, Vic, you know who was showing no fear last night?
Who's that?
T.O. Albert. And you know what that got him? His ass parked on the bench in the fifth inning.
Yeah, that was BS.
How about that, Vic?
Yeah,
guy's 2 for 2. No one else can hit the damn ball. This guy's squaring it up, gets on twice, and what does that get him? His ass on the bench.
Kay lost him.
Watch the rest of it, T.O. Albert.
Pobrecito.
The hell is that?
Albert played well, man.
Yeah, he did.
Albert has been it's just a revelation.
Got him a spot on the bench, Vic. You can apologize for that.
Pujols is a revelation. Listen, you understand hardball. It's all about...
Barely.
Yeah, you do.
The situation dictates the moves.
Exactly. So why are you swinging for the fences into the devil's breath?
Well, let's say this then, Vic, since you're obviously not going to answer any questions.
I'm answering all questions.
No, you're answering. You're just talking. Abner Doubleday, the inventor of baseball.
The inventor of baseball.
We're going all the way back.
It's Estu Hermano, Vic.
Oh, I love it.
Ab Doubleday. That's what his friends called him.
Old Ab.
Hey, what up, Ab?
Doubleday Publishing.
All right. I'm going to go double mint gum. Tu hermano.
Double up. Double up.
Double up.
The double up is tu hermano.
By the way, the lineup is out and there's some changes.
Hey, we're doing something important.
Not until we're done here, Cates. Not until
How
we're done.
How dare
here.
You?
My bad.
If I had to take one guess, yeah. I bet Albert Pujols isn't in it.
Copy that.
Way to go. Way to go.
But there's a surprise in center. It's to you, Vic. You're stalling.
Is it Carl Crawford?
Belly?
You're stalling.
No. You have a double up to you. Double up to you, Vic.
From a Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
Did you do double? Double mint?
I did double mint. You did double day. I did double mint. He did double up. Now it's to you.
Can I help him?
No.
No. Oh, no.
No. If he won't apologize, if he won't take his medicine for his flotsam and jetsam
let
junk.
Let him flap in the wind.
Exactly.
Let him flap like the flag out there.
I will gladly
flap out there with the flag.
I will gladly flap in the wind.
Let his poncho flap.
Gladly. My bamboo is flying.
It's bending.
And it broke.
It's not breaking.
That's right. But you're about to break, Vic, because you got no answer for double up.
Double play.
Oof. Double bubble.
The boy in the bubble and the baby with the baboon heart.
Ooh, I love it.
That's two hermano. Vic.
Bubblicious.
Ooh! What do you say on the lineup? I mean, we got going on.
I'll take your bubblicious. And I'm going to toss you the Dodger bubble machine.
Oh, bring it back. 2014.
It back. Let's go. Let's bring it back. Yeah. Let's get it back in the dugout. Bubble machine.
Hey, by the way, did you know Joe Torre was the one that got rid of that? He didn't want it in the dugout.
What a bum. Yes. What a bum.
I'm going to go with a baseball reference because we had a guy from Cincinnati on yesterday. The big red machina. The big
Ooh,
red
the
machine.
Big red machine.
S2 Edmano, Vic.
Red Samurai. Ooh. Justin Turner.
A great athlete.
L.A. hero.
He's due.
I'm going to go with the Red Baron.
From World War One?
Yeah, flying ace. I know I was on the wrong side.
Well, he was.
But you know what? You respect your opponent.
You can
you
just
show
say,
respect to the opponent.
At least he's not a Nazi.
That's right. You exactly
know,
right.
You can totally say
Kaiser
that.
Wilhelm.
I'm going to go with the guy that shot him down, or at least the plane. The Sopwith Camel.
Look at that.
S2 Edmano, Vic. What do you know about the Sopwith Camel? Sopping up all the width.
Snoopy.
Damn.
Good call, Vic. That is a great call. I'm going to go droopy. You go Snoopy, I go droopy.
Droopy, okay.
Disclaimer, by the way, at the head of the droopy cartoons
oh,
nowadays.
Oh, whatever. So what? I'm going to go with Snoopy.
Oh,
because you got to hang on.
Hang on. Snoopy, the Dodgers got to hang on.
You know, Snoopy comes from the wrong side of town. And everybody out there is trying to put my Snoopy down.
Exactly right.
But I'll you know think. What? Snoopy, I don't care if your hair is long and shaggy. Because you know I'm in love with you. And I'm rich from this side of the tracks. And I'm going to give you the boots.
Snoopy, let your hair down, girl. Let it hang down on me. Snoopy, let your hair down, girl. Let it hang down on me. Yeah,
hey, Vic,
yeah.
Stop.
Come on,
effing
Snoopy.
Stalling.
The McCoys.
Come on.
That's your
the McCoys.
The McCoys. The McCoys.
Out of Ohio.
Well, at least that's where the Giants aren't from.
I'm gonna go out of San Francisco, McCovey. How you like that, Vic? Right to
Stretch.
Your face. Right to
Stretch.
Your face, McCovey.
I'm gonna take the L.
What?
We should probably get the lineup.
The lineup's big.
The lineup is out.
The Dodgers hope to see McCovey Cove again.
Is the Dodgers leading hitter in the postseason Albert Pujols in the lineup?
He is not.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Mookie Betts leading off in right field. No surprise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Batting second. Your shortstop, Corey Seager. No
get
surprise.
Off, Seags.
What do you batting mean, get third. Off, Seags? He's like Ofer.
That's what I mean. He's got to get off.
Oh. Batting third, second baseman, hitting .077 in the postseason. Your National League batting champion, if you need him, Trey Turner.
Yeah, Trey, come
batting
on,
cleanup and doing the catching, Will Smith.
He's been hitting.
Batting fifth at third base, old Red turned to himself, Justin Turner.
You go, Red Samurai. Yes, yes.
Batting sixth in center field, Gavin Lux.
Oh, yeah.
Luxie's had some good swings, man.
Batting seventh at first base.
Hit it on the ground.
Well, hold on. Do the Gavin Lux. We'll do the universal Gavin Lux sound.
Batting sixth in center field, Gavin Lux.
Luxie.
Batting seventh at first base. He is not Albert Pujols. He is not Matt Beatty. It is not Billy McKinney.
It's Cody Bellinger.
Put your hands together for Cody Bellinger.
Yeah!
Brilliant. Brilliant.
How is that brilliant? Vic,
he's,
with the F.
Because he's playing well.
No, he's not.
Brilliant.
Did you see the wild card game? Brilliant.
Albert Pujols just went 2-for-2 yesterday. The only Dodger to have multiple hits.
Brilliant.
2-for-2, Vic.
Brilliant.
Like having T.O. Albert in the dugout ready to pounce.
You know what I like? I like having as many at-bats as possible for him because he's the only guy that can hit.
Pounce? He can't even move.
Sheesh. So what if he can't run? You know, you take the good with the bad. Maybe he'll make it home. Yeah. Maybe he'll just stall out.
Look at Will Smith. He's good for a couple pass balls.
Right. Batting eighth in left field, Chris Taylor. Postseason Pollock, not in the starting lineup.
CT3, man. Batty it's been ninth, sensational.
Your opener, your starter.
That was sarcasm from Tim Cates saying postseason Pollock.
Don't expect him more than 3 or 4 innings because he threw 99 on Friday. Walker Buehler.
What do you mean don't expect more
Buehler.
Than 40?
Oh,
what is that supposed to mean?
He can't throw more than 40, 45 pitches.
Why not?
Because he'll need Tommy John surgery again.
Yeah, he's got all offseason to rest.
You know what?
All hands on deck, Tim.
When I hear about that lineup and I hear how mad it makes my panic brother. Mm-hmm.
Panicked at nines.
I think all but one man died.
Where? Where did all but one man die?
Nice and
all
Bitter
but
Creek.
One man died.
Come on, everybody.
Down at Bitter Creek.
You know.
And they say he ran away.
Everybody join us in chorus.
Brendan. Marked with a coward's shame. What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a name?
Come on now. Look at me, I'm a wreck.
He was innocent. Not you, Vic. You got something to apologize for.
Charge was true.
Treason for Vic.
Yeah, that's right.
All you gotta do is say sorry.
The world would never know.
No everybody contrition. Join us in this beautiful chorus.
Branded. Scorned is the one who ran.
Come on.
What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man?
Azulin 5.
Say you're sorry, Vic. Say you're sorry.
For what? For what?
For Scott, Flotsam, and Jessam.
For the rest of your life.
You must prove you're a man.
See, I was warned about this, Vic. Oral Hershiser took a staunch stance this morning against...
He took a staunch stance?
Against the Panic Brothers.
He took a staunch stance?
Yep, against us. And he says that...
You can't sell a staunch stance against the Panic Brothers.
He's doing it. And he says that the fans need to bring it tonight to bring the bats out of their cansado state. And that he thinks the Panic Brothers are counterproductive to what we're trying to accomplish here.
Not counterproductive. This is reality. Look.
We are playing Sloopy, which is positive.
Vic, when you go to brush your teeth tonight and you stare in the mirror, looking back at you is going to be a man that should have apologized. Should have atoned for his sins of yesterday. And until you speak your penance, I don't know if those Dodger bats can wake up.
The Dodger bats are waking up tonight. Revelation. Rapture at the Ravine. Dodgers 3.
Cha!
Hated ones 1.
Here's a text that said this.
You heard it here first.
This text says this segment is really pretty Irish. Two young guys screaming at an old guy, and then they all end up singing old drunken songs together. We'll be happy tonight after the Dodgers win, right, Vic?
And that's
every man for himself up in the Bay Area.
Love or die, Game 5 Thursday.
Might rip that Coke bottle off the roof and start swinging it around.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'll be like the rookie. I mean the fan. I mean the rookie of the year.
And little Angels in the outfield.
Little
Big
League.
Come on, Sloopy.
Somebody compared you to the evil play-by-play guy at Angels in the outfield.
Ooh,
the
that's awesome. That is awesome.
He's like working against the team at all times.
When
they're winning, he's all pissed.
Yes. Hey guys, everybody's doing the flap except him. He's just got his Solid.
Sour. Yes, Kate.
I just checked. Trey Turner still hitting 077 this postseason.
Well, no. That's just in the NLDS, I believe, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
in the wild card, he actually got a couple hits there.
Yeah, Vic.
Yeah.
Last chance, Vic. You can apologize for calling Alex Wood flotsam and jetsam.
Right during the guitar solo here. Anytime now.
Obviously, I have no love for the hated ones. But, you know, ancient vitriol. And tonight, we just have fun. And we get back to the garden and we start raking.
This is no apology ever.
Matt, that sounds like an apology to you?
No.
It sounds like Vic letting his hair hang down all over his sack hair.
We're apologize to Lamont Wade? What do you want? Are you guys, what do you want from me?
All right, no
apologies necessary.
Let your hair down then, girl.
I'm Sloopy.
Sing it out.
Come
Vic.
On, Sloopy.
Like the MWA days. Do it, Vic.
Oh, come on, Sloopy. You know I feel so right.
Yes.
You know I feel so right. You know I'm comfy, Sloopy, Sloopy. You ever got me, Sloopy?
Just do this for the next 2.5 hours, Vic.
Dodgers are 5. Come on, everybody. Everybody,
Sloopy, hang on.
How tight is Don Martin walking right now? And he's listening to this.
Sloopy.
You G-damn idiots.
Dodgers.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Meet up on a road when I try and it can't fix. But they know what with myself, my charge.
Metro some money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Dodgers, Giants, win or go home for the Dodgers. First pitch at 6, Walker Buehler versus Di Sclafani of the Giants. And that'll be at 6:07 p.m. Brought to you in part by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times.
Beware of the rolling calf or David Vasse.
The home of the Dodgers.
With an inside look at the Dodgers, this is the Vasse Report with David Vasse.
David Vasse here to discuss what he already told us. Walker Buehler is going to pitch.
Bats got to wake up.
Dodgers are in the bind. The bats are in a coma.
A deep sleep.
Brought to you by Navi and Tankless Water Heaters. It's the great David Vasse. Spectrum Sportsnet, MLB Network. He's not the guy that threw a towel at Jerry Hairston's head last night.
No.
Right here on AM 570. You'll be all over the broadcast. What's cracking, Dave? How are you?
Everything is great, guys. It's not a cloud in the sky at Dodger Stadium, although the wind is still blowing, not as much as it was at first pitch last night. And I do have a good omen for you.
Okay.
This is the anniversary of Oral Hershiser pitching a complete game shutout against the New York Mets in Game 7 of the NLCS to send the Dodgers past the mighty Mets. And Ron Darling started that game for the New York Mets. He is in the booth for TBS, and I will remind him of that. So, you know, we've got some momentum on our side today.
Dave, you mentioned the wind is already blowing, and we know yesterday it really picked up when the sun went down. Did they not adjust their approach? Should they have taken their at-bats differently based on how hard that freaking wind was whipping inside of Dodger Stadium last night?
They should have changed their approach, but not because of the wind. The Dodgers are built to slug. Yeah, just in general, Matt, the approaches should have changed. And unfortunately for this Dodger team, they're built to hit home runs. And I have said this all season long. They are a boom or bust team. And I fully expect the Dodger offense to go boom tonight against Anthony DeSclafani, who they have seen now for tonight will be the 7th time they have seen DeSclafani. They put a 10th spot on him the first time they faced him. So similar to the confidence I had in the offense matchup against Kevin Gausman, I feel like it's the same situation tonight. But Walker Buehler has to put up zeros early, and the Dodgers have to get an early lead off DeSclafani early.
All right, Dave. Well, speaking of Buehler, here is your prediction yesterday on the show. Let's not forget Matt was months ahead on the reseeding chatter in the world of Major League Baseball. And here is David Vasse, an oracle-like figure.
I could see the Dodgers tomorrow starting Walker Buehler on 3 days rest and holding back Urias for a possible game five.
Whoa.
How about that?
Look at that. And we got Walker Buehler tonight.
What do you think, Dave? Is he up for it? Is he ready to go? How far can he go? What's going to happen?
He's never done it before, but if anybody is up for it, it's Walker Buehler, who I'm sure was prepared that if the Dodgers lost last night, he would be starting today on 3 days rest. And we know his reputation in the postseason, but it's amplified at Dodger Stadium. He has been one of the best pitchers in his home ballpark, not only during the regular season, but more importantly in the postseason. So I would imagine there is no pitch count on Walker Buehler. He's expected to go like he has all season long to try to get deep into this game.
And Dave Roberts saying that Buehler came to him and asked for the ball tonight in Game 4. Like you said, Dave, he's never done it before, but considering the competitiveness, the big-time performances he's had.
He came to me!
In must-win situations. Certainly nobody else would rather have that ball in their hand to start this must-win game tonight. The other issue, and look, Dave, I come to you because you're the seam head and you're the guy that knows the ins and outs of this baseball team better than anybody else in town. I did not like pulling Albert Pujols. I get it. He doesn't have speed, but he was the only guy that looked like he was having legit good at-bats out there, and you yank him in the fifth. I thought that was a big mistake, and I mean, I get it. You want to get some speed out there, but with Max Scherzer coming up two batters later, I just didn't quite understand the thought behind that.
Well, they knew that Alex Wood was not long for the game, that he was only going to face the Dodger order two times. So Albert's done damage against left-handed pitching and against high-velocity right-handed pitchers that were going to come in, the Submariner, after Tyler Rogers. I don't have as big of a problem with that as some other questions I had in the game last night.
Ooh, give them to us.
Like what?
Give us the questions. Yeah, here we go.
Well, you know, before Mookie Betts lined out to Brandon Crawford on that great play, I was wondering where Cody Bellinger was pinch running for Steven Souza Jr. to have that speed. And in the ninth inning against Camilo Duval, who's throwing upwards of 100 miles an hour against a playoff A.J. Pollock that has not done very well since 2019, how about bringing up a left-hander, shorter swing Matt Beatty in that situation? So, for me, those are two bigger questions than why you pull Albert Pujols.
See, that's next-level thinking. For me, it's just like, that guy's got two hits. The rest of the team's got
one.
You
love the names. You love the big names. You're an NFL guy. You love the big names.
I love the stars, Dave. I'm an idiot. I just want big names out there.
Hey, look,
give me star power all day.
Guyton's the third receiver, and he's making plays.
Huge third down catch.
Oh, come on. What?
Matt doesn't even know who that guy is.
Where's number 15?
Exactly right. Out of North Texas.
Come on, I call
him. He only knows Eckler, Williams, Keenan Allen. Those are the Mets guys.
What about Mike Williams?
He said Williams.
What about Keenan Allen?
He dropped that one, too.
What about Austin Eckler?
I said it. Are you listening? Are we just hearing or listening?
Oh, yeah. Well, how about this one? Ready? Joey Bosa. He's not a big star, is he?
No.
Not at all.
Drew Tranquil.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Not
under
at
the
all.
Radar.
Exactly.
At the real underscore DV on Twitter, there's only one David Vasse, and tonight is going to be a tight one. Or is it going to be much like the game two situation, Dave? Do you think the Dodgers' bats will come alive?
Yes, I said that already. They're going to come alive. Boom against Di Sclafani. I have no doubt about it, and not sure if you guys have mentioned the lineup, but Gavin Lux is starting in center field, A.J. Pollock on the bench with Chris Taylor in left field and Cody Bellinger at first base. So expect the Dodgers bats to go boom.
All right.
Who's Cody Bellinger? I never heard of him.
He's an MVP. Man. Right? Oral's into it. He likes your positivity. He texted me, boom, boom. Oral is very down.
That's right.
Yeah, Oral Hershiser is very down on our negativity, and he's way up on Vasse's. But he's down on us.
Oral, I know you're listening to these two great gentlemen. I want you behind home plate at 4 o'clock. I'll get Ron Darling down here, and I'll just rub it in his face that you outpitched his ass in Game 7 in the NLCS back in 1988 on this day.
Yeah.
Imagine you're Ron Darling and Dave's like, you remember when you got your nuts kicked in?
Ron Darling, hey, should I go down to the field today or not? I don't know. Maybe I should. I'm going to go on down there. Hey, loser, remember when Oral kicked your sorry ass?
I'll have Oral kneel on the mound like he did after he struck out Howard Johnson.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah. Love it.
That's awesome. Okay, well, good luck with that, Dave. And tell Ron Darling we're tired of him. Tired of him and we're tired of the directing.
Okay.
Set your cameras. It's a baseball playoff game. Set your cameras. Set your cameras. All right. Bye, Dave. Have a great game. Hey, Dave.
Too late.
Oh, yeah, he said it's going to be Ron Darling on the pregame.
Too late.
I don't want to ask him the same question again.
Wow, Dave, this is a real bait and switch. I thought I was coming down to get a $50 gift card to Travis Matthew for being on the pregame, and instead you verbally punching me in the nuts with the Oral right here.
F you. Oh, against the wind, I get it.
You'll never live it down, darling. You really got your ass kicked that day.
I had a girlfriend that like played this song constantly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're sending a message, aren't you? We're not going to make it. We're probably not going to make it, are we?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I like this one, too. Turn the page.
Can't find a better man. She lies and says she's in love with him. She said, I don't like you there that much.
I don't know who this Gavin Lux is. Not familiar.
Bellinger used to be the guy, Matt.
Never heard of him.
He's a homegrown talent.
Homegrown.
Pac-12 footprint, just like
right.
Herbert.
Southwest? Absolutely. Gavin Lux, Wisconsin guy. If you can come out here, hit the ball straight into the wind, dodge the warning track.
Change your approach. It's not working.
Change the approach. Period.
Cut your hair.
Ugh. How's the text, though?
Today's show's taking a dark turn.
I bet. A lot of negativity. Yelling at Vic. It's his fault. All you do is apologize. Just dropped a, hey, sorry about the flotsam and jetsam.
We are who we are.
Sorry about the 4-1.
At least we can apologize.
Hey, Vic, at least you got the one right.
And Vic's supposed to be like no ego, Tao Te Ching type of dude.
Right.
Doesn't seem that way to me.
I mean, I don't.
Clinging on to those earthly possessions.
You know, it was a real eye-opener.
I think we got to go into his emails. See what he said in the past.
I'm not following you. Text or someone in return.
Against the wind.
Still running against the wind.
Little something against the wind.
The Petros and Money Show.
AMS.
Podcasted at AM570LASports.com.
The Astros about to advance to the ALCS to take on the Red Sox. Astros 17 champs. Red Sox 2019 champs. That will be your ALCS. The Braves are up 2-1 in their series against the Brewers and will play game 4 tonight prior to the Dodgers. Dodgers down 2-1 to the Giants, and we'll have first pitch just after 6 o'clock. David Vasse, positive. All about positivity. Boom or bust, and he says boom, boom tonight for these bats against De Sclafani. They tagged him for 10 in one of his starts. Earlier this season, it'll be the seventh time they have seen the Giants starter in 2021. Dodgers on deck at 5 o'clock with Tim Gates, brought to you in part by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are, Morongo. Good time.
Time for the secret text.
The secret text also line.
Sold out to Chevy.
It's my phone. Money washing T.O. Al's balls truly disgust me.
Why?
He's pulling a Mike Trudell.
I don't even know what that means. The guy was 2-for-2 last night when they pulled him.
And then he did an eye-rolling face. How about that, Matt? But then there's this one.
Okay.
Matt's right. Why take out Pujols when he's 2-for-2? Roberts needs to effing go! Wow.
Very I like good. That one better. Very Except good. For the Roberts thing. We love Dave Roberts.
Alex Wood could throw a ball through a battleship.
That was acknowledging a Colin Cowherd promo. that was like he could wear a tight
I promise
shirt,
you
but
this.
He's wearing a loose sweatshirt.
I promise you this.
Yes.
No one can throw a ball through a battleship. Not one person.
Are you sure? Just because they parked that ship down in your neck of the woods doesn't make you
grow
some
up in
sort
the shipping,
of expert,
I grew
okay?
up in, under the majesty of the shipping
okay?
industry.
Okay? That doesn't make you some sort of expert.
I'm going to say it right now.
Are you sure you want to go on record with this?
I'm going to do it.
These things last forever.
Pulling the trigger.
Okay.
Check my emails. I'm monosyllabic.
It's your funeral, pal.
You guys did not do the ya-ya-yo-yo song yesterday. This is on your head.
Ooh.
King of the dildos, Petros No Doyer Papadakis. Listen, I have my own problems. Every day, I don't feel like coming on here and dancing like a chicken.
You don't?
And going, yaga, 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 yaga.
Are you sure?
Well, I do, but I don't necessarily want to do the chicken dance that everybody's...
I don't want to do that chicken dance.
I don't want to do the chicken dance that you're telling me to do. You know, I'm not a monkey with an organ grinder. Or try not to be. This will overcome the wind.
Booty's in that video overcoming the wind, making their own wind pattern. All right, there we go. So that seed's planted.
All right, so there you go with that.
Vicks 3-1, Dodgers win, force game 5 seed has been planted. David Vasse's boom or bust, and it's a boom boom tonight, has been planted.
How about this one? Hey, P, are you and Money wearing one of those anxiety vests I put on my dog during thunderstorms?
I love that call.
Panic Brothers in full effect.
I love that call.
I have my vest.
No, you need you have to swaddle. It's the swaddling that causes your dog.
I need to gain a bunch of weight and then put the vest
on. So good.
Or should I just get a smaller vest?
I mean, I would imagine you still have the baby blankets that belong to your children. You could just have your wife swaddle you before you leave the house.
Oh, here's people really do win on PMS tweet.
Okay.
P, I was planning to text you because I had won a Meat District pack
Ooh.
2 months ago.
Okay.
And did not get anything. But of course, it's not your issue, so I did not bother you. I had forgotten all about it, and today, FedEx dropped off this meat pack box. Looks like some barbecue this weekend. Now, I just hope it's to celebrate the Dodgers moving on.
That's right.
Bats have been muy cansado.
Muy.
You know how you're going to feel after you eat all that barbecued beef.
Muy cansado.
Muy cansado. Muy cansado.
Listen, sometimes it takes a second. You know, we were giving away those meat packs for Labor Day weekend.
6 weeks.
And here we are, mid-October.
There you go.
We're all good.
It's all about barbecue.
Come on.
Just in time for Thanksgiving. Hey, Pete, you have to love how years of listening to PMS burns into your brain. I was walking through Home Depot and a woman just asked me to help her put a toilet on her cart. Without thinking, I said, nice toilet, while trying not to laugh. And yes, she did have a nice toilet.
Was it a Kohler?
Toto.
Oh, that is a nice toilet.
I talk mess.
You know, that could be a nice little code word, by the way. Hey, check out that Toto over there.
Look at the Toto.
Check out that Toto.
You see that Kohler? Take a look at
Do
that.
Do I?
Take a look at that Fister faucet. I talk mess, but I still listen to you guys every day. Keep up the good work, lames.
Oh, I love it, lames.
Hey, P, I bleed Dodger Blue. But goddamn, it's hard not to get behind the Panic Brothers. Hashtag brush your teeth. Hashtag say sorry, Vic. Yeah.
brush your teeth.
Say sorry.
Brush your teeth.
Better say sorry.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Apologize.
Brush your teeth.
Say sorry.
Brush your teeth.
And celebratory attitude. We'll be back with your word number song, Tom Telesco, and more PMS.